There are three major gun provisions moving through the legislature: guns on campus, open carry, and greater standard ground protections.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for...
At a press conference Thursday, Fort Lauderdale Democrat Chris Smith gathered opponents of all three.
I've not seen a worse union of bills since Bonnie and Clyde. There's no way that we can have guns openly carried on campus with a very broad standard ground. The legislature must do better, should do better, and we're here to request that it does better.
The first of the three, guns on campus, is a retread from last year. It failed after stalling out in a Senate committee. Florida State University professor and president of the school's faculty union, Matthew Lotta, says opposition to the idea is just as strong now as it was then.
So, review. Students opposed. Faculty opposed. Presidents opposed. Police chiefs opposed. People of the state of Florida opposed. If I'm a legislator, that's an issue I can get on board with. Everybody's against it. But a lot of people in this building are just not listening.
And Smith brought out a special guest to hammer the point home.
It is really great to be able to be back here in the Capitol, and I only come back every once in a while to make sure that I can help shine a spotlight on the issues that are among the most critical.
As Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, head of the Democratic National Committee and a former Florida state lawmaker.
I'm confident that my children will earn bright future scholarships and will attend a state university. We also have prepaid college tuition plans and have always planned to send our kids to a state university. But it is really troubling and disturbing to me that they might be on a campus where another student might decide to solve a problem with a weapon. Because let's be frank, sometimes college kids get in fights and have misunderstandings.
And it appears opponents may get their wish. Remember how the measure stalled in a Senate committee last year? Well, it's back there again. And the New Service of Florida Reports Committee Chairman Miguel Diaz de la Portilla doesn't expect to bring the bill up for a vote. When it comes to open carry legislation, resistance is only slightly less fierce. The Florida Sheriff's Association opposes open carry, but they're pitching an amendment that would address some gun advocates' concerns. One of the arguments in favor of open carry is concealed weapons holders might face prosecution for inadvertently displaying a firearm. The sheriffs still want to block broader open carry, but they think passing new protections for unintentional violations might be a good idea. Still, Smith isn't crazy about their proposal.
Well, I think that's a situation of making an awful bill just bad. I think it's still a bad idea to have that in the state of Florida, especially, as I mentioned before, a state with standard ground.
Now, that final measure isn't dead, but it is on life support. Thanks in part to the muscle of future Senate President Joe Negron, standard ground legislation has made it to the Senate floor. But a House panel scuttled the provision at its first hearing. The proposal would shift the burden of proof in pretrial standard ground hearings. If the Senate approves the measure, the House could take it up. But typically, the chambers don't bring forward legislation that has failed in committee. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.